You're listening to Off the Record Local Music here on Radio K. That was an absolutely fantastic in studio with Glow Mechanics. They're releasing their new album, Schmo Mechanics, Sunday at the 7th Street Entry. How long has it been since you guys released your last album? Actually, I should ask you to introduce yourself. Sorry.
That's good. My name's Bev.
I'm Ghost Meat. And then our buddy over here is SL. He is the one who makes all the beats.
Rad.
He didn't get a microphone. Which, trust me, is a good thing.
Yeah, anyways, back to that question. How long has it been since your last album?
March.
We put that out in March. Mm-hmm. Played our first show in, like, June, so.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's been about 6 months of playing out.
Rad. What does the song or album writing process look like for you guys usually?
Usually our producer SL will make a handful of beats and send them to us, and then we'll get in my apartment. I have a big, really big oversized whiteboard, mm-hmm. and we'll draw a line down the middle, pick what one we want to start with, and then just kind of see what we're feeling on that one, and then just go until we have a whole bunch generally.
Josh kind of barks the orders, like, all right, you do 4 bars, I'll do 4 bars, then we'll go, da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, sweet. Let's do it.
Rad. Was there anything in particular that you focused on this time around, the new album?
Longer tracks, I think. Our first EP is 7 songs, and I think it's like 12 minutes.
Oh, really?
Well, most of the songs are like a minute and a half, or mm-hmm. 2 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, and that thread is still there. I mean, I think we got 11 tracks for like less than 5 minutes or something, but more of them. And I don't know, we try to have a nice mix of like hype and chill and, mm-hmm. you know, stylistically and stuff.
Yeah, I'd say the last one was a little bit more in your face, and this one's a little bit more. We have big hype tracks on it too. I think it's a little bit more laid back though.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And it's all club bangers. We realize that's where the money's at.
Yeah.
And we've been getting it, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
I'm glad you brought up the video for Aloft, because I was actually going to ask you about that. Did you exactly come up with the idea for that, like, typeface sort of video, as opposed to, like, a more traditional music video?
So we have a buddy, Kurt Plain Jane. He couldn't be here. He's sort of like a non-musical member of our group. He mm-hmm. does all our art and video, more or less. And
he loves typography.
Okay.
And it's really labor-intensive, and he just really wanted to do it for that. And also our other friend, Anthony, is working on a video for us right now, so he thought that a typography video would be pretty cool to do before we had the CD release.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unbelievably tedious. Like, he has to illustrate every single word, and there's, I don't know what he said, 400 or 500 words in the song.
Something like that.
And so I don't know how many, you know, 50, 60 hours mm-hmm. it took him, but he's also just a workhorse. And, you know, it's like, oh, Kurt, what are you doing on Saturday? Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to put in another, like, 9 hours on the video, so I'm about 20% of the way through. But then he got it done, and then the day he finished it, he's like, yeah, so now I'm editing the video Josh just mentioned, and then that was done in, like, 2 days. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys sort of, I don't know, the way I looked at the graphics and, like, sort of reminded me of, like, 90s, like, almost Nickelodeon kind of graphics. Is that sort of what you were going for a bit, or?
That's, I think, kind of coincidental. I think it's the same, like, color palette as our album art is,
mm-hmm.
and it's got that bright orange in there, which is I know, and the lighter, like, nicer blue color.
Yeah, and like that purpley and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was on purpose, but we get that 90s. That 90s mention a lot.
Yeah.
I think so. But.
And it's happened a couple times where we'll, like, spitball a bunch of ideas to Kurt about, you know, make the album art look like this and this, and then we'll get it, and we're like, yeah, I don't know, maybe, and then he'll be like, I just tried this, and we're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's way doper than anything we would have thought.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I read in an interview you guys just recently used to play in a lot of punk bands, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you call it punk.
Punk.
Right. Punk, like, might be a stretch.
Baby punk.
Angsty teen punk. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. My band, to give you a taste, was called Breaking Lies, and his was called Heidi's Electric Wedding.
Yeah.
the dude in the back, Harry, he's in that scene. His band was called Losing Interest. another one of the bands is called like Now and Forever. So
yeah,
if that gives you a little bit of an idea.
Sure. What was sort of the catalyst for the genre change then?
I'd been making hip hop that whole time. Maybe not seriously. Mm-hmm. I guess only serious, like really seriously, the last few years. And he's always been a hip hop head since I've known him. But yeah, I'd been making music with SLs for the last 5 years or so, and we just found out that we had really common interest in it, and just
cool.
Started doing it together that way. More out there, I guess, than I used to do it in my bedroom, you know, by myself.
Yeah. So.
But Josh was, Ghost Me was just kind of making the stuff, you know, not that it was necessarily there execution-wise, but stylistically that I was kind of looking for and didn't mm-hmm. see a lot in the local scene, so... I was always interested in the stuff he was making, and then you know, we just got up and did it, and it's mm-hmm. just kind of rolled.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our for our listeners?
Thanks for listening,
yeah,
really.
Definitely.
I mean, and thanks to you guys for having us.
Oh, of course.
And playing Business Casual, that really actually kind of started the whole thing for us, helping us out, get our name out there a lot, so we really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, not a problem at all. We're glad to guys have you guys on in studio and help out all new local artists.
Yeah, I'm sure you hear this a lot when people come through in the in studios, but Radio K really is the you know, best music station around by a wide margin. I mean, whether that's because of the different constraints that non-college radio has, or if it's just people who really like good music coming in, but... So.
And for people who haven't been in this room, it is lovely.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
To perform in here, it is awesome. It is great.
It's a bomb, like grand piano that Doug was just ripping on, and it felt like a cocktail lounge. It's nice and warm.
Really
there's
nice.
Good coffee.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. Once again, Glow Mechanics are releasing their new album, Schmo Mechanics, on Sunday at the 7th Street Entry, and you can also check it out on their Bandcamp. Yeah, thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, anyways, back to more local music here on Off the Record.